Hi, everyone. So here we are again. This is the Creation Lightship Radio Show. This is the Healing Highway. Oh, let's clear the date, which is, let's see here. It's October 9th, 2017. Okay, so here we go. Releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, a little heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Still feels yucky. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. That just cleared up. Great. So, if you need some peace energy in your life, in your room, where you are, just get ready. It'll be coming. Put up a light beam on your monitor screen. And we need that for you to feel the energy. That's the reason why, because I energize the light beam to give you peace. If you're not listening to it, with the light beam up, I'd like to know if you do feel how much peace you feel from my voice, because you will get the energy flowing whether or not you have the light beam up, but I think it's a little more effective. So I'm kind of curious on that. So here we go, peace energy. And we'll bring in the males here. And in fact, we'll probably bring in triple males. So we're going to have, normally it's three males, so we'll do triple of nine of them coming. As today just feels a little out of whack when I started clearing the date. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. And if you have a situation going on, could be anything. Here we go. Let's clear that from you here. Could be something that you're thinking about now. If you got one of those, something in the mail that bothered you. Maybe you got that awful phone call. Maybe, you know, something's going on. It cost you extra money. Whatever it is, who knows. Or maybe you stepped on a tack or something. So here we go. Physical pain or emotional stuff. Trauma. Anxiety. So let's release that one particular thought from you. Here we go. So releasing that thought. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is ready. And this, it's really weird. It feels like there wasn't even a week between bringing Elizabeth on here. I mean, it's like I can remember talking to her on the phone before the show last Monday. That's how quick the time is going. Or they just looped us over to a Monday. Now we've got the experience of last Monday with us here. I don't know. Very, very strange because time is going by so quickly. So, Elizabeth, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, Ron, and it's great to be here. And thanks, everybody, so much for joining us. And as always, you can please feel free to email us your questions. You may do so by emailing us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can use our chat room links, which are accessible through Ron's home webpage, creationlightship.com, as well as through bbsradio.com. So please make sure you take advantage of that while the show is live. If you have a question or an issue, or maybe you want to comment on the date clearing that Ron just did, or the fact that time does seem to be moving rather quickly. I also had a similar experience today, and actually we got an email from somebody asking if you could please clear yesterday's date, Ron, because it had to do with something, had to do with World Octopus Day. And we've talked about those energies in the past, and I don't know if you could clear that energy, but maybe you could just clear October 8th, and we could see how people feel when you do that as well, if that would work for you. Ron, is that a...
Yeah, here we go. Let's clear the energy, yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday, which would be October 8th, 2017. Here we go. So 1, releasing it, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Doesn't feel too bad. How do you feel? Does that help at all?
Yeah, it definitely helps. I always feel better when I put up the light being and you energize that with the peace energy. I think also I feel better when I am listening to your voice, and I think my animals do too, because they always seem to enjoy listening to the show. And I think we have a couple of other listeners who have emailed us in the past about their animals acting calmer or feeling better after they have heard the Lightship Energy Show, not only on Mondays but also during the week. So it's really nice to be able to have that option of feeling peaceful, even if it's for, you know, 1 hour every week. That's a lot more than I think most people feel. So, Ron, we also had a request to do an anxiety clearing sample.
Okay, here we go. Anxiety. So think of an anxiety that you might have. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Boy, so energy there. 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Oh, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Well, let's see what that does there. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow. It seems like in addition to the Monday, the Manic Monday, I think there was a song in the 80s called that. It seems like that's what's going on here today. But, yeah, we actually have a lot to talk about on the show tonight. So if you would like to send in any additional comments, questions, or experiences you've had in the past week. I feel like tonight could go a little bit paranormal. I don't know why, but maybe Friday is usually our paranormal night, but maybe today we could address some of those questions as well, if that's okay with Ron. So we'll give people a chance to respond. He just did three wonderful clearing samples for us. He cleared today's date, yesterday's date, and cleared anxiety. So those were three clearings, free clearings that Ron just did. And all of the clearings that are done on the show will work up to three times on an archive. Isn't that correct, Ron? Unless you specify otherwise.
That is correct, yes.
Okay, great. So I got a message from someone that said the clearings work. And they wrote in that my neighbor's cat that I sometimes feed and do take to the Lightship has always been afraid of my front porch. Recently, I did a space clearing and object clearing and the paint activation on the porch. Now she hangs out on the porch and seems quite happy walking around it. Very interesting. So the paint activation was a call that Ron did, I believe it was last Saturday, and that was where he energized all of the rooms in your house, either the painted walls or the, I guess some people wrote in about wooden walls, so all of those walls were energized with light codes. So that's really interesting. And he also did a lot of water charging on that call for misting, home misting. So a lot of people reported, you know, having creepy or spaces that they didn't really go into, or closets that felt weird, or spaces, you know, under the stairs, things of that nature. So, yeah, I think animals are really sensitive to those things, and it doesn't surprise me that after running clearings, they would come back to that space. So any comments you have on that, Ron?
Yeah, just I guess it's good that the energy gets cleared out. That's, I guess, the bottom line there. So,
yeah.
Are a good indication of what's happening. Boy. I'm going to do a clearing. It's a little... I want to do a clearing for birds. That's around your house, we'll say. Or maybe you have, you know, a large field or something behind your house or a lot of acreage. If you live on a ranch or something, I'm going to do a clearing for that, and we'll just see if that makes the birds more peaceful. I don't know. It's something that I've never done before, so I'm kind of curious. You can get some comments on what happens. I know a lot of times birds will appear on the conference calls for people in their backyard and the trees and stuff when I'm doing that. But I never really thought of doing a clearing for them to release the land trauma energy that would maybe prevent them from coming your way. So here we go. Let's do something like that. Oh, maybe land trauma, bring some peace for the birds, bird energies. Here we go. I'll count to 100 and just see if you sense a change in your trees. That is on the worst going to show up or how you're going to feel it, but here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, let's just see what happens there. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's really cool, Ron. Yeah, and what Ron just cleared were, he gave a clearing to all of the birds that were around our house or maybe in an adjoining field. So it's actually dark where I am now, and I wonder if there are any owls out there that heard that clearing, because we have had a lot of those owls active very at night the past couple of days. And also the nocturnal birds. So I'll have to pay attention tomorrow, too, and see if there's any more around the house. That's very nice. And a lot of people have been texting us and messaging us saying that they have had, you know, a lot of anxiety. And one person said, there are several large fires in my area. I am surrounded and smell the smoke, and many streets and freeways are closed, so the anxiety clearing sample tonight made me feel less uneasy and more relaxed.
Wonderful.
So that might be why it was feeling particularly heavy, if there's a lot of people listening in California. Like, I know you guys on the West Coast are dealing with a lot of these fires, so that could be causing a lot of anxiety for people. So, yeah, that's kind of a scary thing. So someone else wrote in and said, I feel energy as soon as I hear Ron's voice, especially when I listen to archives in my car. I don't feel the light being energized during the BBS shows, though. And then they also had a small testimonial about the paint light infusion conference call that Ron did. They said, I feel like I finally like my house. I never really appreciated my house or really liked it. I have a sense of peace in my house. My office space feels so much lighter. I'm working on projects on the computer and feel that I am more productive.
That's good.
That's great, yeah. Really great. Okay, and then someone else said, Ron, thank you for the land clearing. Maybe the roosters around the house will be less noisy.
That's good.
So, yeah, hopefully it'll make everybody calm down a little bit. Someone's asking, is there anything the Creation Lightship can help with for the wildfires in Northern California? And they're requesting specifically for Sonoma and Napa counties mainly. So what could we suggest that would be helpful clearings to run?
All that I can think of would be get on and do the clearing for the earth imbalance.
Yeah, and that's a free clearing. You could do Earth Protect Timeline Crash. You could do Environmental Imbalance Timeline Crash. Those would probably be good ones to do. And maybe even gray skies, because the smoke does turn the sky gray. I don't know if that would even work. We typically suggest that for inclement weather, but perhaps it would be effective in clearing some of the energy from the fires. Those are all free clearings that Ron offers, and they're full-strength clearings. And you can find them under the healing login. There's a second drop-down box there, and you can find all the ones we just mentioned. And hopefully try them out and see if they are effective. Ron, do you have anything else to add to that?
I watched the YouTube, and the guy was talking about the weather alteration and stuff, you know. I don't know why I watched it, but anyway, it was there, so. I don't know what you could do to try to combat that, you know. You know, I don't have a clue on that right now.
Well, maybe we could open it up to the listeners and see what they're doing and take some more questions in the meantime, and maybe something will come to you.
That sounds good, yes.
Okay. So I just realized this. Somebody emailed, and I didn't even, I mean, I guess I had heard this, but I kind of forgot about it. But today is Columbus Day, and for Canada, too, Thanksgiving. Maybe the yuckiness was due to suffering for a culture that suffered for those special days, and special is in quotation marks.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, I completely forgot about that. but, yeah, it was kind of a heavy day, so maybe that's what was contributing to that. Someone else said, Ron's voice is peace to the extreme. The light beings aid my visual skills and always produce a great peace. The two together hit the ball out of the park, always get a home run. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. And let's see. So, the listener who was asking about the wildfires wrote in that, yes, they are doing those clearings. They did a lot of clearings where they are on the fires, the free ones, and also timeline crashes, even the gray skies, and the air got so much better. So that's great. So as of right now, I don't think we had any other suggestions, but we'll keep it open, and hopefully maybe we'll have some other ideas by the end of the show.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, so it sounds like they're... Oh, someone suggested to do timeline crash fires, and how about the people in the area, timeline crash fires, burning house, etc.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, that is interesting. I wouldn't
mind crashing that to see if that will tend to help a little bit. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, there we go. Boy. But it's still a heavy day. I don't know. But anyway, I guess back to you.
Yeah, it's an unusually heavy day, so I'm not sure what to suggest here. I guess we'll just keep going with the listener questions and, you know, Ron will do some more samples and hopefully we can sort of break out of that. But somebody else wrote and said, thanks for the clearing yesterday. And I will just read this here. It may not make sense, but maybe Ron can sort of expand on it. But they said clearing the 8th, oh, I guess the date, my body jerked from one side to the other in that clearing. I also felt off this morning and went back to sleep and just wanted to sleep the day away. Yeah, I think a lot of people felt similarly. So they're just thanking you for clearing yesterday's date. Okay, so someone else recommended the black mist fog removal for the fires in California, and that's also a free healing. That's a great suggestion. Yeah, there's a lot of really great clearings in that free healings box. It's actually a great resource, and it does not cost you anything to run it, and it benefits you and probably everyone around you.
Is anything happening out there? Maybe somebody could Google the date today, see if some weird stuff going on, you know?
Well, it is Columbus Day. Somebody already pointed that out. The 9th is the 282nd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 83 days remaining until the end of the year. Don't know if that has any significance, but who knows?
What kind of clearing could I do? Maybe we can do something to see energy over to something else, you know?
Yeah, maybe we could just get on a new timeline or something. I don't know.
And the CLS timeline. So let's get there in case somebody has fallen off of it. Back into the now here. So also 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. One, two, three, four, five. That feels good. 7, 8, 9, 80. Okay. Let's try that. So back to you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a lot. Yeah, that does feel a bit better. So thanks for that, Ron. And also, someone else said the numbness in their feet and their nerve pain is three quarters gone, and they wanted to say thank you to the light beings and the clearings. They can feel their feet again. And somebody else said that they wrote in and said, I'm at work and I went out to see the sky. I saw what looks like a giant ship cloud. So they took a picture of it, and then they saw a smiley face. And on top of the pyramid-shaped top part of the ship cloud, and it looks like they saw a lot of ship clouds, animals, clouds exploding the past 3 months. And they're saying that was really quick to paint a smile on the cloud. So I'm not sure where this person is located, but it seems like there's been a lot of strange cloud activity wherever they are. So I would suggest doing gray skies, which is a free healing if you are experiencing that. Okay, somebody has a question, and they're asking, are more parallel lives added once they are cleared? So if you're running a clearing...
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
No. Most likely not, I'll say. But the parallel lives they're not added to you because you're experiencing them. So you're experiencing parallel life because you are choosing to be, in that energy of mind energy, okay? You're creating your parallel lives by thinking. That's about the only way I could really state that. So, because you can't add something to you in the future because it hasn't existed yet. Only add it to you in the present moment. You can't add it in the present moment. You can only do it when you're in the mind energy that would be with the alien, okay? Having you have that experience outside of yourself when you're on a fabricated earth. So that's kind of how I would say that. You're creating the parallel lives because you're thinking or having problems or situations going on. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Ron. There's
I had another thing. So let's say that you're not in the now and you have a situation going on. So you get that bill in the mail, right, that is outlandish and something happened and, it doesn't seem correct to you. So now you're kind of worried, right? Well, the worry is going to put you on a timeline. And now you're thinking about how can I solve the solution of my worrying, right? Well, you figure out what you can do. Maybe call the company or look for receipts or something. And you're still in time energy. So now you figured out your great solution, what to do. That's still in time. Okay? So when you call that person or do what you have to do, that time energy now that you're experiencing now puts you also and all of your thoughts on other timelines. So let's just say that you figure out four solutions, okay? And now you have those. Maybe you write them down on a piece of paper, right? And now you look at each one. Well, I can do this, and this could be the outcome, because you want to be analytical, right? And the second one, what's the outcome from this here? So you make like a little flow chart. So, you do all four of them. You go, well, I'm doing all four. Now you have all these outcomes. And some could be great, some could not be so great. but you're still on those timelines. You say, oh, number three is my best outcome, so I'm going to do number three. Well, you still have the other one, two, and four timelines that you figured out your solution with in time, and now you're on those parallel lives. And it could be possible that those timelines, in a sense, could crash together and add and subtract each other and give you more problems. One could catapult off the other. Well, anyway, that's what could happen. Back to you.
Yeah, it's like they keep cutting and pasting and changing things and, like, making it, you know, virtually impossible for you to have peace.
Yep.
So it's like, I mean, yeah, it's like what Ron said. If you're creating parallel lives by thinking, then the importance of the clearings and why we spend all this time talking about them, and, you know, why Ron has devoted his, you know, mission here is to keep people in the now and keep them at peace and keep them off of these, you know, alien timelines. So that's kind of how it works. But it's, you know, it's up to you to choose that. So it's, you know, it's up to you to run clearings and not think and stay in the now and, you know, be committed to those healings. So, yeah, parallel lives, that's an interesting one. I know we get a lot of questions about that, but we also have a lot of discussion about timelines and upside-down timelines and, you know, all that. So there's many dimensions to all of this. Okay, so getting back to the questions here, somebody said that today is, I guess in Asia, there's some kind of a moon festival that has to do with the harvest, and many cultures celebrate the harvest by thanking the god energy, so that could be contributing to the heaviness. Someone also said that they were running an advanced timeline crash on an issue, a pretty significant pain issue. They had seven separate windows open. They ran it twice. The second time they ran it, they did it overnight. And then when they checked the computer, the time on all the windows was running really slowly. Maybe there were forces that didn't want me to clear my issue. Or maybe it was just a really difficult issue because it's pretty significant physical pain that's sometimes really difficult to clear. So they said, I X'd out all of the windows and tried something else, and it ran fine. So I don't know if you have any. They said it may be paranormal. They're not sure.
Yeah, boy, I don't know. Don't know on that one. Back to you.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I think sometimes it's also like our perception of it. And some issues really just, they do take a lot longer than others to clear. And some clearings feel a lot slower and heavier. And like even the show tonight, it's kind of like, I feel like it's a pretty heavy one. So all the clearings that Ron has done are helping, but I don't know, some days are just like that, and some clearings are like that, and, you know, some people feel them a lot more intensely than others. It doesn't mean they're not working, but it could be just that is affecting you for some reason on that issue. So somebody else wrote in a testimonial about the IQ cording and education clearing. And they said, I've had a series of challenging work projects with tight deadlines. I put up the IQ cording and the education clearing stating, help me complete this project with ease and excellence in the now. 100% night and day difference when I have these up. I work creatively out of time and am highly productive without any strain. I highly recommend this combination. So that was the IQ courting and education clearing. Okay, so thank you so much for the testimonial. And somebody else commented that 10/9/17 is a heavy energy day. And they wrote, looks like energy is flowing in reverse and going very slowly. Reverse spin is pulling negative energy into our reality. Hope this helps.
Good. Yeah, maybe it might.
Yeah, and it seems like somebody else sent us a lot of, a lot of events that happened on this date in history. Nighttime raids in London in the 40s and the 50s. There were a lot of people that died in Korea. And in the 60s, there was a landslide in Italy. So it seems like there's kind of, it's kind of a heavy day, even throughout history. Very interesting. Thank you so much for sending that. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's helping us here into now, but, yeah, it's sometimes helpful to know this because then after the show, I think what a lot of people do is they think about what they can work on, or sometimes it brings up issues that maybe they didn't have an awareness of before the show. So a lot of it can be translated into what you take personally away from this, and maybe some people will want to do clearings and on this date. I mean, I'm wondering if anybody out there is just like, oh, I'm fine. This is not affecting me at all. I don't know what everybody's talking about. But it seems like the consensus tonight is, yes, it's a very heavy day, it's a very heavy energy, and people are kind of like a little bit anxious or maybe kind of out of balance. Okay, so somebody else wrote in and said, just wanted to put my two cents in. If Ron is going to do the brain partition call, sign me and my family up. When Ron did the brain partition sample, even that little bit made a huge difference. It felt like it repaired deep circuitry and synchronized my brain function.
Yep, very possible. You know, I don't know when, but I don't know about the. I had to do some checking on it. So.
Okay, so stay tuned for that. I also want to mention Ron's going to be at the New Life Expo in New York City at the end of the month. And if you would like to, if you'd like to attend that, that would be great. But if you can't and you would like to send in your photograph to be placed in the light infusion chamber at the New Life Expo, you can do that. If you're not able to attend in person, it's a nice way to benefit from all of the wonderful clearings and light infusion sessions that Ron does during these expos. So please send that in by Sunday, October 22nd, and it's $100 for all of the sessions for inclusion for the whole weekend. So that would be great if you would like to participate in that. Just make sure you do have that to Ron by the 22nd. So that they can prepare that and get everybody's pictures up there in the light infusion. That's great. And once again, that's the New Life Expo. And that's going to be in New York City, October 27th, 28th, and 29th, 2017. And where are they this year? Are they back at Hotel New Yorker? Yep.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, Great. Yeah, it's been like two different hotels. I think last year was the Pennsylvania, but yep, they're back at the New Yorker. Okay, yeah, so somebody else is just confirming, very heavy today for sure. Let's see. Oh, yeah, and somebody else wrote in and said, don't forget all the hurricanes and their energies coming into the mainland United States. Yeah, that is true. So that's going on. You know, I don't know if this is, well, obviously there's environmental things that are happening, but there's been a lot going on, and we always get people writing in about, you know, could you clear this or could you clear that, or, you know, they've seen something traumatizing or they're experiencing something, you know, themselves. And I think what the majority of people are experiencing is things that make people do things. It could be a combination of barcodes. It could be programs, or it could be entities. I think one or maybe a combination of those three things is probably the reason why people do things that are, well, whatever they do, I don't know. Doesn't necessarily have to be bad, but a lot of those things are controlling people. So I think if you can get a fix on what your issues are and not be controlled by them, and then run them on the people who are closest to you, if you can figure out their issues, but, you know, focus on yourself first, that could really help a lot of people, because I think, I don't know, it's sort of like after the fact when you see or hear about these things, but there's also the media clearing. So, but I think if you are looking to prevent that from happening to yourself, or you just want to make more clear-headed decisions or be at peace or be in the now, it's usually a combination of maybe clearing entities, whole lifetime clearings, figuring out if you've got physical stuff going on. A lot of the times that could be barcodes, and just, you know, making sure that you're up to date on all of your emotional clearings so that you're in the now and you're not running programs and doing the mind to heart drop. Because I think a lot of the stuff that we experience is not based in the now. It's based in dealing with people's issues. And those issues are caused by usually a couple of those things. So, and then there's all the environmental stuff that's going on that causes people to feel very uncomfortable. So it's kind of a difficult time right now, I think, for a lot of people. So that also, how you deal with it is why it's so important to do clearing, so that you can sort of not make rash decisions or feel like pressure and stress and anxiety while these things are happening to you. So if you've been working on your clearings, then, you know, obviously things will hopefully improve. Ron, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I can do a clearing here. So let's do a clearing for fear.
Okay,
so
great.
Here we go. Fear energy. Think of a fear that you may be experiencing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. There, we'll see if that helps. That here. So back to you.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Ron. That's great. That was a sample fear clearing. And, yeah, somebody else pointed out there's tons of Halloween stuff in the stores right now, witches and monsters. And, yeah, that I forgot about that, too. But the other night I was driving home, and I saw these people. They had put, like, a 12-foot inflatable ghost with, like, light-up red eyes on their front lawn. And I'm just going, who would do that? Don't they? And it was terrifying. And I'm just like, why would you do that? Don't you know you're just... And then there's the people that put, like, they build an entire graveyard in their front yard. I don't know if you've ever seen that, Ron, but...
Oh, didn't do that. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's very popular around here, so I'm just like, oh, man. Why? It's like one thing that I would not want hanging out on my front lawn is a ghost. And especially one that was that huge and scary looking.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
What other clearing can I do here? Anything,
Maybe a clearing for oxygen. Someone was asking if they could have, like, an alien oxygen clearing sample.
Okay, so here we go. And I think those are, you know, connected to different colors, so we'll just do something that could be bothering you. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So let's just see how that helped you here. Boy, I'm trying to think what else I can do for people here. We did anxiety. Did fear,
maybe something for, like, headaches.
Headaches. Okay. Well, let's try that one. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Let's release that off of you here. Okay. Here we go. And see how that works. Okay, back to you.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes on those, like, tropical hurricane days, people have, like, a lot of head pressure. So I was just thinking that might help to release some of that and just make you feel a little bit lighter. It is very humid here on the East Coast, too, so that doesn't help anything. So... Okay, so we are getting more wonderful testimonials about the light code call, and I've also experienced this myself, but somebody wrote in and said, I've been clearing things out all weekend, and for days before, I've been cleaning and collecting things that I haven't used in years. I believe this has to do with light codes in the paint. I look at some things, and it's as if it belongs to another person, place, and time. Doesn't resonate with me anymore. I feel so much lighter.
That's great.
Yeah, I had a similar experience. It's actually very similar where it's like, why is all this stuff here? How did it get here? Who brought it into my house? I don't know. I did, but it doesn't seem like I did because I'm like trying to clear it all out now. So yeah, it's very interesting. Okay, so thanks so much for sending that, and someone is asking if we could please have a heart or self-love clearing. I guess maybe they're having some problems loving themselves, or maybe they've got like a heartache thing going on. Don't know if you feel like doing that, Ron.
Probably entities. Let's get rid of entities.
So entities from the heart?
Entities in the body thinking causing pressure, you know, maybe.
Oh, okay, great.
Try that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay. So, see if that helps, people. So, back to you.
Oh, thanks, Ron. And regarding the sample fear clearing you did, somebody wrote, thanks, it kind of took the fear that I have from the money I still owe to the IRS. Oh, yeah, that's a fun one. Everybody loves owing money to the IRS. So, yeah, but there's, yeah, that's great. I'm glad that was helpful, and hopefully that you can deal with that situation without having the fear now. All right, so some of this kind of interesting one, Ron. I know we're kind of coming down to the end of the show here, but somebody is asking, my response to the energy today is like I'm missing a grounding wire. My energy is very buzzy, amped up, and unable to ground. It sounds like, would be like anxiety, but is more sensory related. Any sample clearing Ron can do for this on the show tonight?
Well, we can try the sensory body.
Okay.
So here we go. So releasing that. And think of that issue just maybe of whatever you're dealing with. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, let's see if that is helping you out there. Oh, back to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, hopefully that's going to help people. And sensory body. There's so many bodies, and they all need to be cleared. Somebody else said, fear is running rampant due to all the worldwide disasters that get a lot of publicity, lots of Halloween decorations, mummies in yards. And somebody else wrote in and said, our neighbor had a graveyard in their front lawn every year, and both of her husbands died, first one and then another, and they both had cancer. Yikes. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know what it is with people and their obsession with that Halloween. Somebody else said that oxygen clearing is much appreciated, and they have actually have oxygen canisters with them, heavy air due to smoke, and they're going to run the oxygen clearing when they get home. So, yeah. All right. And I think we're actually just about at the end of the show, Ron. Suddenly, it seemed to go by very quickly again. So I'll just say that Ron does 4 radio shows a week, and you can catch us again on BBS Station 1 Wednesday, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. Also on Friday and Saturday on Station 2, same time. And also tomorrow is the Tuesday weekly call. And you can find more about those calls and everything else at creationlightship.com. So back to you, Ron. And thanks, everybody, so much for your comments and questions. And hopefully, we'll see you next week on the Healing Highway. So over to you, Ron.
Hey, so here we go. Let's do the Mind at Heart Drop, everybody. Where you must say this out loud. So here we go. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, dump them into my heart, And here we go. Dropping down. 10987654321. 10987654321. And 10987654321. Okay, everybody. That sounds pretty good. You'll be feeling wonderful. So we'll see you later. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.